Good morning, Ryan. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm grand. I wake up, you know, the Twitter feed is not angry. Well, he's been banned for some time. Yeah. You know, I feel a little bit calmer. Look, I don't give the United States a free run. They need to earn the rest of the world's trust back. But, you know, I feel like optimistic. And I'm also very excited about the idea of a completely new way of schooling that may come out of, I suppose, a post-pandemic world.
Yeah, it's an interesting trend. I mean, it's been coming on for a while. I mean, digital online schooling and alternative schooling methods have been around and have been growing in momentum for the last sort of 7-8 years, probably growing at about 7% year on year in terms of number of people enlisted within alternative forms of schooling. But the pandemic definitely started to speed up that trend. And I think the two generations that have really been most active in re-looking traditional schooling and moving to the space have been the millennials. Now, millennials, for those of you who don't know who it is, are individuals born between 1981 and 1996, and Gen Z, which is those individuals born between 1997 and 2012. And what I love is, and what makes it so interesting, is that these specific generations are looking at schooling into the future quite differently. So millennials are re-looking traditional school following the pandemic and as they embrace the digital workspace. And millennials always grew up wanting to be happy in their workplace, finding satisfaction more important than actual financial reward. And what it's actually brought with the pandemic is obviously the freedom of movement that working from home or working digitally has provided. The thing that's held them back has been sending their children to school. And so they've really started to embrace online learning and these different aspects. And so what we're starting to see is that not only are they embracing it because of the freedom of movement, but interestingly enough, a couple of studies have found that homeschooled children actually performed better. So the average homeschooled child performing in the 87th percentile for their age, while traditionally schooled children actually performed in the 57th percentile on average. So it's been an interesting dynamic in terms of looking at schooling for the millennial generation.
What do they attribute that to? Is that better attention at home, or is it the style of learning that's less rote?
So it's two aspects, and that's a great question. In terms of one, obviously the individual attention that a child gets when they're at school. You know, a teacher is trying to give attention to, if you're fortunate in a private school, 20 pupils in a class, up to 40 or more pupils in a class. So it's definitely the individual attention, but also the ability to actually, with homeschooling, be able to either slow down the curriculum in line with the student's growth or sort of progression with the subject, or actually being able to speed it up. So in some cases, you're seeing homeschooled students finishing, for instance, their math syllabus instead of over 12 years, over 9 years, or actually taking 13 years to get through their English syllabus, as an example.
So let's talk a little bit about Gen Z, I happen to be a millennial, and I think that I've definitely been able to benefit from the fact that the medium of schooling, as you rightly say, like online, is far better and far more exploratory. But I think the thing that divides millennials and Gen Zers is that millennials still seek the same disciplines in new vehicles, whereas Gen Zers seem open, but not only to new vehicles, but completely different vehicles.
Yeah, that's
I mean, sorry, disciplines. Sorry.
So, yes, yeah, so the thing that I've always loved with Gen Z is obviously their ability to, and having been born with digital in their hands, you know, many of them at the age of 2-3 years old were able to work iPhones and that element, whereas obviously the millennial generation was born without that but grew into, or many of us millennials grew into the digital age. Really where they're starting to see is that through their exposure to political and social issues over time, which have obviously been heightened during their lifetime, it's made them critical thinkers from a young age. And so they're more likely to actually start exploring alternative options of education. But they're also, because of their social media habits, they're starting to learn more technical skills. And as we know, creativity within their generation is celebrated. So they're starting to look and go, okay, I don't necessarily want to be an accountant. So, you know, your traditional schooling prepares you to be an accountant, to be a lawyer, to be a mathematician, you learn all the traditional subjects that we've always taken on. They're going, hang on, I potentially want to start embracing my passions a little bit earlier. So they're actually starting to explore these opportunities outside of the school norm. So they're looking at non-traditional skills like photography, baking, cooking. They're looking at how do I actually start to tap into social media management? How do I potentially create a career in gaming? And so they're looking at the industries of the future and starting to prepare for that outside of the traditional school system. And then they're obviously tapping into the opportunities that digital allows. So they're tapping into platforms that teach them financial literacy. They're tapping into online platforms that teach them nutritional wellness. They're tapping into online systems that are teaching them coding. And I love this because they're able to explore those opportunities from a younger age. My niece is already starting to, she dreams of being a pastry chef. She's already learning through YouTube videos, through online courses and masterclasses, how to be a patisserie chef. And even if she doesn't do that, she's developing a valuable life skill. And so it's an amazing way for these, and she's 11, you know. So you're starting to see this far better outlook in terms of what the future holds for me, as opposed to our traditional sort of generations that got to sort of grade 11, grade 12 and went, oh gosh, what am I going to do with my life next year?
And I think it bodes well for private sector going forward. I've said for a while, you know, the private sector's we're the beneficiaries of the specialization, the excitement about specialization. And so I think as millennials or Gen Xers, the intention is normally to find the guy who knows how to do X. Whereas there's a fearlessness amongst Gen Z to be like, oh, I can code my own website. Let me just do that quickly. And so the era of the generalist is coming in, and it couldn't be more necessary. Whereas in government, we need more specialists. So I think it's going to be a very exciting era, the next couple of decades, actually, between private and public sector. The generalist who's actually, you know, jack of all trades and pretty much maybe not a master, but pretty damn good at each is going to be exciting. They're their own value chain.
Absolutely.
All righty. Until next time, Ryan, it's such a pleasure. Sorry, I've run out of time because I'm so enthralled by this. Ryan McFadden is the co-founder and head of strategy at Have You.